The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is one of four state-run labs in the U.S. that will test seafood sent up from the Gulf of Mexico, such as shrimp and oysters, for oil contamination. Their work will help determine whether fisheries closed by the oil spill could reopen. DATCAP spokeswoman Donna Gilson says the lab is already receiving special equipment to test the samples. The work was paid by the federal government. Gilson says DATCAP is happy to help.
Everybody, I think, in the country probably has stood back and felt kind of helpless in the face of this whole thing. And at least, you know, this is one thing that we can do. And, you know, I think that we have some natural sympathy with the fishermen because of, you know, our farmers have been through quite a lot in the last couple of years.
Gilson says the lab at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection was likely chosen because staff have worked with major food contamination cases before, including the spinach E. coli outbreak a few years ago. She says the lab also has experience testing fish due to its proximity to the Great Lakes. Gilson says the work could last months or years, depending on when the oil spill is brought under control and how far contamination has spread. Steve Reusem, Wisconsin Public Radio.